Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Spotify. Please subscribe, download, like, comment, and share. As always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God. Father God, thank you for the breath of life that you have put on the inside of us, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for the blood, Father God, that you are allowing to run warmly through our veins, Father God. Thank you for every artery, Father God, that is functioning, Father God. Thank you for our liver. Thank you for our kidneys, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our thyroid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for every part of our anatomy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our five senses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of common sense, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon each and every person who is struggling on today. Someone is struggling in their finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone does not know how they're going to be able to pay for their daycare today or their daycare tomorrow, Father God. Someone does not know how they're going to put gas in the car, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone doesn't know how they're going to be able to pay their rent for this month. Someone doesn't know how they're going to be able to pay their mortgage for this month, Father God. Someone doesn't know how they're going to be able to pay their electrical bill or their gas bill, Father God. Someone don't know how they're going to be able to pay their HOA bill, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, someone needs to go to a doctor and they've been putting it off and putting it off because they don't have the money for the co-payments, Father God. Someone needs medication, Father God, and they haven't been able to get it filled, Father God, because they don't have the money, Father God, for the co-payment, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will look down upon every finance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will look down upon every bank account, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon the bank accounts, Father God, that are in the negative, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will bring them from out of the negative, Father God, and bring them into the positive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Look down upon the bank accounts, Father God, who may not be in a negative, Father God, but they are holding on by a thread, Father God. They're scarce, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will place your hand, Father God, down upon every bank account right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will touch every person in their finances right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who are in lack, Father God, those who are facing insufficiency, Father God, that you will please, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give them the grace, oh God, that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them the ability that they need, Father God, to be able to pay their bills in full, Father God. We know that you already paid it all on the cross, Father God. Lord God, so we're praying and asking you, Father God, to pay, Father God, every bill, Father God, in full, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone, Father God, is in credit card debt, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is in student loan debt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone has gotten into a wrong payment, Father God, with their car loan, Father God. They didn't choose the right car loan, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone got into the wrong loan, Father God, for their mortgage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so their payments are not consistent, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is, Father God, whatever the need is, Father God, one thing I do know, Father God, you are the answer to all of our problems, Father God. Father God, you are the solution to every issue that we have, oh God. It doesn't matter if we're going through in our finances, it doesn't matter if we're going through in our bodies, Father God, if our bodies are wrecked in pain, Father God. You have the healing power that we need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you can heal us, Father God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God. You can bring peace to every mind, oh God. You can bring peace to every heart, to every soul, to every spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will look down upon those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, who are afraid to pray to you, Father God. They are afraid that you're not going to hear their prayer, Father God. They're afraid, Father God, that they have done so much evil, Father God, that you will not forgive them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will not hear them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will not help them, Father God, but allow them to know that's nothing but the trick of the enemy. That's nothing but the enemy trying to keep them away from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So help them to pray to you anyway, Father God. Help them to step out on faith anyway, Father God. Help them to trust you anyway, Father God. Help them to believe in you anyway, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs an anyway prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Somebody needs an anyway praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs an anyway worship, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, someone needs you to do it for them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody needs you to step in anyway, Father God, regardless of what's going on, Father God, regardless of what they have done, regardless of what they have not done, Father God. They're asking you for grace. They're asking you for mercy. They're asking you for strength. They're asking you to be their way maker. They're asking you to be their healer. They're asking you to be their deliverer, oh God. They're asking you to be their redeemer, oh God. They're asking you to be their savior, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to step in anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do what only you can do, Father God. Do what we can't do for ourselves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will look down upon this earth, oh God. Look down upon every continent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will breathe your spirit upon this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that your spirit, Father God, that your presence, your holy presence, Father God, will hover over this land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will turn it around, Father God. I pray that you will turn everything around for our good, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone is on the verge of giving up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They say they've been doing it too long. They've been praying too hard and nothing is changing, Father God. But help them to hold on, Father God. Help them not to give up, Father God. Help them not to grow weary, Father God, in well doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help them to know that their harvest is coming, oh God. Help them to know that their blessings are coming, Father God. They just have to stay in faith, oh God, and believe it by faith, oh God, that you're going to come through for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will come through for each and every person, Father God, even those who are not calling upon your holy name, even those who may be calling upon another God. I pray for their souls, Father God, that they will get to know the true and living Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will help us all to draw closer to thee, oh God. Help us to go higher in thee, my God. Help us to go lower in thee, Father God. Help us to go deeper in thee, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come to thee, oh God, for there's nobody like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Nobody can do us like you, Father God. Nobody can save us. Nobody can heal us. No one can deliver us. Nobody can make ways for us out of no way but you, Father God. Somebody is praying for that ram in the bush, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone is asking you, Father God, to send them a ram in the bush, oh God. Release the ram, oh God. Release the harvest, oh God. Release the rain, oh God. Release the blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you.